Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Camaro Dave, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. And we welcome all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and also down in Texas. Thanks for being with us today. We talk this time of year always to the winners, the big winners like at the Royal and the Jack and not to disappoint, because we never do on this show. We've got Scott Smith with us today. He was the winner of the chicken division at the Invitational at the Royal. We'll talk to Scott in just a second. And we've got music from the Marshall Tucker Band. And what else have we got? A nice day. That's what we really like. So let's get to it and welcome Scott Smith from Q&A Stewin' and Brewin' to the show. Hey, buddy.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. So I'm taking it you liked Kansas City this year.
I did. I haven't been to the Royal since 2011, I believe, the last time I was out there. And being that the Sam Sewer was canceled and opened up some dates for travel, we were able to come out this year.
Well, it sounds like you came out okay, too.
Yes, I did, especially in the Invitational side of things, yes.
All right, so we kind of get this stuff out of the way right at the top of the show. What's your big secret about cooking chicken?
I'm a leg guy.
Okay.
It's not a huge secret. I've cooked legs since 2011 or 12. I was KCBS Team of the Year in 2014 with legs, and I think legs are easier to cook, and you don't have to worry about that skin pulling off because they're kind of biting both sides of it. They're pulling it to their mouth instead of off of their fingers. So
right.
That's kind of it for me.
How long do you cook it? What temperature do you cook it at, and how do you season it, Scott?
I run I'll put chicken on around 9:30, and I actually cook mine in a bath, and I'll run it until about 11, about an hour and a half in that bath, and I pull it out, re-season it with just some smoking onions, and stick it back in, stick smoke on it for about 30 minutes, and then dunk it in a sauce.
Yeah. Seems to work out pretty good for you.
It does. It works out just great.
Well, the one thing I have learned over the years, and like you, I've cooked for lots of people, and when I have a big gathering, especially in the summertime, I always cook a bunch of chicken legs. Doesn't matter whatever else we're having, if we're having steak or pork, or it doesn't matter. I always cook chicken legs because if somebody's late, if there's kids, or somebody just wants something to grab to chew on after the main shindig is over with, chicken legs are the answer. So I'm with you all the way on that one.
It does make it easy. The legs are just, they're so forgiving, and they're easy to handle. They're, you know, fairly easy to box once you get used to cooking them. We've got a little trim mess. There's a lot of people that do, you know, right leg, left leg. They'll do all rights or all lefts, and we basically squares off on the end, and they're kind of like a ball bat. And they're all the same, you know, pretty much same shape, same weight.
There you go. How did you get into barbecuing? I mean, you've got a business, too, that is indicative of the barbecue world, but how did you start? Did you do it as a kid? Did your dad do it? I mean, how'd you get rolling on this stuff?
I think everybody's dad barbecued. Did my dad barbecue like we do? No. Believe it or not, Mark Rasmussen, the owner of the Barbecue Superstore, was my next door neighbor here for years and years. He lived here. He lived in Kennesaw, Georgia. We both did at the time, which is 5 miles down the road from where I'm at. although he's from Michigan, his family's there, and he moved back home in, I think, 2012. Mark and I started barbecuing together in a backyard event in 2008, 2009.
Really?
That's what started us off. Mark and I are the original QSB. I mean, we came up with a name together and started cooking. Yep. And Mark went home and started smoking aces, and I stayed here and kept QSB.
Did you do it like on something you built at that time, or did you just do it on a Weber kettle, or what were you using?
We started out on a Weber kettle. We had a pit at one time that Tim Seals used to do something with called Mule Tough, and after that, it was what I built.
And when you started building these, we're going to talk about that more in the next segment, but when you started building these, did you have any idea of what, you know, really, I don't mean to be silly about it, but did you have any idea what you're doing, or did you just think, I can do a better job and start doodling and putting stuff on paper, then started welding?
No, I have a fabrication background also. I've done a lot of fab work, grew up in a fab family from time I was about 8 years old. And, I mean, I stuck several pieces of metal together in my life. I was a production welder for a couple of years even at one time. But, no, I had a little bit of knowledge on how air flowed. And, I mean, I'd owned several different grills and WSMs, and I've kind of played around with everything over the last – over that first year, and we actually started business here in 2010.
Has it done pretty good for you?
It has. About I started building a cooker, a water cooker type cooker, and mine were insulated. And then when Myron was Jack's Old South, we built quite a few cookers for Myron back in the day. I used to take them down when he had classes, and he would have them there, and basically a very similar concept to what they do today. Our fireboxes basically are on the front of our cooker to where his are located on the ends, but a very similar concept, and that's back when it was Jack's Old South cookers. I know now it's Myron Mix, and there's a ton of things going on, and he called me up one day and said, he's going to need a lot more cookers, and I said, you're going to need a lot of help, because I don't have a building that big, so it was all good, and we had a good time doing those with him. We were building ours and his at the time, and mine was really growing and getting out of, you know, to where I was going to pretty much be on my own. And I think his was headed in that direction too with the Pitmasters and some of the stuff he started with Bass Pro and things.
Yeah. Did you, what were you doing before? Were you just welding in your family's business before you started building the cookers, or, you know, kind of what was the transition there?
The 08-09 crash, I was actually in commercial property management. And the 08-09 crash kind of crashed that business totally for me. I had a landlord that lost like 40 commercial properties in one night, basically.
Whoa.
And then when they come in, you know, with their own management teams, whether it be banks that had them financed or insurance companies that had them financed or whatever. And when you lose 44 at one time, and those are all, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 a month properties, it's a big hit.
Oh, yes.
So, and I wanted back out of that anyway and back into more of what I do, because I had a weld shop for the last 20 years, but mainly it was for our equipment. We had sweeper trucks and bucket trucks and bobcats and things to work on all these properties with. Well, I had a weld shop the whole time, but it wasn't where I'm at, located now.
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, I think the transition worked out well for you there, Scott.
I can't complain. I've been very blessed with the Southern Q smoker end of things. Same with the QSB trailers. I mean, we kind of started out, Mark and I designed our porch trailers to start with and got a hold of a trailer company. They said, well, I ain't never heard of nothing like that. And we kind of started that whole industry too.
Well, that's a good thing to be the lead on. We're going to take a break, but before we do, I want to tell you that this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Beef you can feel good about. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back on The Nation and talk some more with Scott Smith, winner of the chicken division there at the Invitational at the Royal this year, among other things. Right after this, don't go away. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, Dr. Dave, and we've got Scott Smith with us from Kewin, Stewin, and Bruin down in Georgia, and he's the winner of the chicken division there at the Invitational at the Royal this year. Real quick before we get back to Scott, if you want to email us, it's bbqnation at alphamediausa.com. That's BBQ, the letters, nation, at alphamediausa.com, spelled just like it sounds. And, of course, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Barbecue Nation with JT. And also want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KPNW down in Eugene and KSEY over in Seymour, Texas. Thanks for being with us. So, there, I got all that stuff done. Now I can talk to Scott. What's the toughest part about competing at some place like the Royal for you, Scott?
You know what? I really don't have a tough part in competing. I get that question a lot, and I do a lot of private classes even when I'm at a barbecue comp. I've had been in private classes where we've been grands and reserves. I've been in them where we finished 20th place. I am a freewheeling, happy-go-lucky guy, and not much bothers me. I mean, if you get under my skin, you've really done something. I mean, I'm there to promote my brand with my cookers and QSB, of course, with our trailers, and I just freewheel. I mean, I'm there to have fun. I'm the same happy if I win first or if I'm 21 out of, 25. I'm the same happy guy. And most of the guys will tell you that throughout the nation on the KCBS circuit because I travel so far. I mean, I've cooked from basically California to Maine, and we've cooked all over the country. I think my wife and I have been in probably 28 states together cooking, and I've been in like 40.
Well, there you go.
We just have fun. I mean, my wife's a heavy competitor on some ancillary ends and loves it. And we're there to have fun. She was 2015 World Food Champion for dessert. And she's a deep competitor when she's a lot deeper than I am as far as really being serious with things. I kind of have a mode and a method because of my hot and fast cooking. It's kind of like putting your pants on. It's something, you've done it as many times as I have, over 300 times. It's fairly easy. It comes pretty natural. And as long as I can stay out here, I'm not up to 40-week a year guy no more. I'm down to 20 or so. And as long as I can stay out there and stay healthy and stay happy with everybody, I'll still be there and be straight on point with everything that I do as far as everything with the tour and with the barbecue people. I mean, it's for business, it's for pleasure, it's for personal life, it's for having fun. I've made so much family across the nation with barbecue that it's just crazy. I mean, it's like you calling me from Oregon here for this interview. It's just all over. You wind up with just great friends all over the country, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Since I've been doing this show, I mean, I've talked to, 200-300 people, and they're all great. They're all great to get along with. I never had one that, threw a temper tantrum or didn't want to do it, or they're just really good folks, and they love to barbecue, and they love the camaraderie at the events, and they enjoy it. So some of them are a little more serious than others when it comes right down to the competition. But I think when they turned in that last box, you better watch out because you're going to hear that sound of that cap coming off that bottle, And nice and cold.
Here in the Southeast, we start that at 7 o'clock. And even them northern boys over here in the east side of the north, they do these. We start out in the Southeast with a 707 beer. 922 does like Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. They do a 922 shot. Some of them do 1111s. I mean, it's amazing. And if you can go to the Royal and have enough friends or go to the Sam's National when we had it, you get to travel around. I think I did the year I won Sam's, I want to say I did 9 different celebrations. Now, we're only talking 50 teams. I started at 7:07, and all of these things were done except for one by 11:11 because everybody had their own little thing. And they'd, hey, come on, you got to do this. I did everything from pickle juice and rye whiskey to beers to shots of cinnamon something to whatever. And it was just, and it's fun to get invited to all those and to be able to hang out with those guys and compete at that level. I mean, it's just, it's an awesome experience.
How many events do you compete at a year, Scott, roughly?
Back in the day, I was 35 to 40, and I have slowed down this year more than ever. I'll have 20 under my belt maybe at the end of the year this year. It's my slowest year on tour, period, but it's been a great year for no more than I've competed. You know, to be able to go to the Royal and win a world champion chicken and had a couple of reserves this year, a couple of 700s. I think I've had 3 or 4 180s this year. And but for that few a contest, I'm very happy. And I had some things to get in order here and wanted to do some extended vacations with the family this year, which I was able to do, and keep everything in track with this business. So it's been a light year, but I'm probably coming out swinging next year. I've got a plan laid out already. I've talked to the wife. Her off day's changed to Friday, so she'll be able to join me on a lot more events, even if I fly her in. And I'll probably be out a lot next year, a lot more than I was this year.
I was just looking at my notes here, and you say your wife's a little more competitive, a little more serious about some things. Maybe that's not the right terms, but she's a good competitor. Does she ever tell you you're slacking?
Oh, all the time. Oh, and every time. I used that. And I said, well, bullshit, I just did. And no, I'm so lackadaisy. She's not one of the really what I call OCD types, but she tries to keep certain things on point with me. And, you know, it's just I'm there to have fun and to promote my brand, promote the products, and that's why I'm there. And win, lose, or draw. She loves to win. Don't get me wrong. And everybody does. I love to win.
Oh, sure.
You can't win every time you go out. And, you know, if you can go out and cook 25 contests or say even 20 contests and you win 3, that is, you're above average if you win 3 out of 20.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we had a year where I think we'd won 8 or 9 out of 35, which was just phenomenal. And there's teams out there now that are just nonstop. They're, no, and they win. I mean, we've got one here in the Southeast, Smoking Meats Philly, just an awesome team. Robert and Lex are great people. And, man, what a year they've had. But a lot of our contests have under that 35 teams, which they need for max points. And that's probably why they're sitting in third. You take Getting Basted and Shaking Bait, Tim, those guys are just – Brad and Tim are machines. Travis Clark was a machine for several years.
Yep.
He'd come over here and beat us and leave here and go over there and beat y'all.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
He didn't have a boundary either. And that's a lot of dedication, and those guys are really, really particular, and they run like a machine at every comp, and I run like a machine at every comp, but it's just it's a streamline. It's more of a streamlined, relaxed process for me.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Scott Smith right after this. Don't go away. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. This portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Comes a beef product you can feel good about. And also, I want to say hi to my friend Mark Barkley down there. Actually, his last name isn't Barkley, but that's what we call it. At his store, Mark's got a couple of health issues he's got to work on starting tomorrow. So, Mark, good luck with all that, my friend. And, you're going to be fine. So we're talking with Scott Smith from Hewin, Stewin, and Bruin down there. Let's talk about your cookers and your trailers. How did you come up with the design, and what prompted you, I should ask first, to come up with the design for the trailers?
Well, I mean, I started out as most barbecuers do in a tent, and either a an open trailer or a little box trailer where you're loading and unloading. And man, I'm gonna tell you, cooking with Mark Rasmussen back in the day, this boy carried satellites and big screen TVs and boxes and all this stuff, and it was just unbelievable. And one weekend something happened, he couldn't go, and I show up this comp and I got all this stuff to handle by myself. And he's got like 40-inch TV and a satellite and a pole and a flagpole and all this stuff that a lot of people do. And it just drove me nuts. I said, there's got to be a better way to organize this. And I kind of sketched a trailer out. And I do a lot with Freedom Trailers here in South Georgia. And I talked to a couple of them, and I said, hey, this is what I really want to do. And I think they told me they'd never done that before, but they thought they could work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out really well. And, I mean, you didn't see porch trailers really until 2010-11, and you started seeing them. I mean, I don't think I was the founder of the porch trailer, but for Freedom, I know I was the founder of the porch trailer and wound up helping those guys out with a lot of little things on the designs of them. And it's worked out well, I think, for both. I mean, there's other dealers that sell as many or more than I do, and I sell trailers all over the country.
You don't see too many of them up here. You see a couple, and actually some of them have gone from being used in competition to actually out there, kind of as a food cart type thing.
Right. That's our biggest business is food carts. It's not competition. I mean, we do some comp trailers now. They've really stretched these comp trailers out into sleeping quarters and kitchen and porch. And, I mean, it's almost like an RV. It's just a lot cheaper. I mean, we build a lot of 28 to 30, 32-footers that will have beds up front, bathroom. They'll have 8 or 10-foot of kitchen and 8 or 10-foot of porch. And they work out really well for a lot of guys. And they're a lot more economical than an RV, unless you're a camper. And I'm not a camper. I actually do have one right now for some reason. I've got one of those toy haulers, but these barbecue guys, they're barbecuing. They're only in them for one night or two nights, and they got bunks, or if they have, some of them do bathrooms, and works out well, and you're not crossing over the camp. It's harder to make a camper into a barbecue rig than it is to make a barbecue rig into a camper, if that makes any sense. I mean, I can put beds in anything.
Yes.
You can't put a barbecue smoker in anything, because once you stick one in a camper, that camper becomes barbecue the first time you cook in it.
That is true. Well, I've been looking at pictures of your trailers here, and if you weren't familiar with what they were, you would just think it was a kind of a toy hauler or something going down the road.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a lot of people that buy those actually for toy haulers. We do a lot of, there's a lot of hunting that goes on down our way, just as they are up yours, I'm sure, and fishing too.
Yeah.
I take these porch trailers and wind up putting their ATV on the back and a gas grill or something, throw some beds in the toilet. It has nothing at all to do with cooking, and they put them in hunting camps. Well, next thing you know, this guy's got him a little, because he don't need air conditionings and awnings and all that. They park them out in the woods, these hunting clubs. He's got him a little hunting trailer, for 10,000 bucks or so, and got him a place to stay, and he throws him a portable heater in there or whatever, and a Honda generator, and the only time they run that's when they sleep and have
sure.
But a lot of that goes on here.
Well, your trailers, by the way, it's Southern Q Smokers and Trailers. Did I say that right for you, Scott?
It's Southern Q Smokers, and I'm QSB Trailers.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure we got all that in there for you. But you can look that up online, and it's pretty cool, some of the stuff you make. I mean, if you were thinking about going into the food truck business or, doing competing in barbecue a few times a year, but really you wanted to just be in the concession or catering business, Scott's the man here I think you should talk to, because he's got some cool-looking rigs there. I mean, he really does.
And we've got a lot of them on our website at the probably where you're at, is SouthernQSmokersAndTrailers.com.
Right.
SouthernQSmokers.com.
Right.
And we've got a Facebook page that is Southern Q Smokers and Trailers on Facebook. And there's a ton more pictures there and a lot more up to date. We've got a lot of that on there. That's part of our marketing is, guys find us there. And But we do a lot of – we do far more vending and money-making trailers than we do barbecue trailers.
Do you have guys come up to you and say, look, I saw this trailer and this trailer and this trailer at this event, and that's all great, but I've got my own little idea here. And I want you to put, you know, this little closet or a drain or a vent or you know, the counter, I want you to build it this way. Is that all possible with you?
Yes, we do 100% of anything somebody wants done. And I tell people to take a rectangle, basically, and kind of lay me out a floor plan and shoot a picture of it and email it or text it to me, whatever, and we kind of go from there. And then I get a lot of people that are just entering the vending world. They may or may not have been involved in restaurants and this and that. I try to tell them to give me a menu, and then I design the trailer around their menu, because all the trailers we do aren't centered around barbecue. We do a lot of trailers that are just, you know, fryers and flat tops and
sure,
like that. But we hold our own with pretty much anything as far as the vending world goes. I mean, we've built from snow cone trailers to emergency management trailers. So,
well, and you know what? People got to eat. I mean, I've worked on movie sets, and one of my favorite places to hang out was craft services on the movie sets, because one, I didn't like the food they served up top, you might say, when everybody broke for lunch, but I got to know the guys at craft services, and they found out I could cook and stuff. So everybody would take off for lunch, and then I'd hang out with those guys, and we'd have lunch, and it was really good. But they had a trailer like kind of what like some of yours look in the pictures, you know, coolers, countertops, a refrigerated units there where you could, you know, keep the sliced turkey or whatever individually on the countertop. Everything was stainless steel, and man, it worked great. And I built some hellacious lunches there, I can tell you that, bud.
Yeah, there you go.
So where do you think we're going with this barbecue world, Scott? I mean, you know, you've been competing now for quite a while, and you've built a business out of it. Do you see ever expanding? Do you see it just the level of competition just, you know, getting more higher and more intense, or what do you see?
You know, I really, and when you started out in 09, 10, 11, you had Pit Masters, and then it followed with Pit Wars. I think the TV did a ton for barbecue, getting newcomers into barbecue, and I know for a fact that KCBS's memberships rose, and so did MBNs and FBAs and everybody else. But it needs that again, and they've got a little show they're filming down here called BamaQ way down south, and I think it started airing on Destination America last week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good friends of mine are on that show, and I hope that revives, or at least revives some of our Southeast. We lose a lot of contests. We've lost a lot of contests over the last 2 years, really. We've had a ton. I've been on the board for GBC, which is GeorgiaBarbecueChampionship.com. Basically, we use the KCBS contest and kind of have our own little points chase inside of it, kind of like the Great Lakes Barbecue Association does, or like Rocky Mountain does, or whatever.
Sure.
We kind of have our own little deal inside KCBS, have our own banquets and award centers and things like that. And overall, it's really shrank in the last, you know, 24 months. And I've got high hopes that we can bring barbecue back. I would hate to see it die. This year, just with our GBC alone, we're actually going to do a points chase for our kids' queue and for our backyard teams coming up in 2019. We have a lot of great board members on board with that, and have committees forming to get all this off the ground for 2019. We have some new sponsors on board for our kids' queue. And there's a lot going on that I think you'll see in 2019, and hopefully it improves.
Scott, we got to take a break. We got to take a break, but we're going to come back with Scott Smith right after this on Barbecue Nation. Don't go away. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, Dr. Dave. He's got the Camaro fired up because he loves that car. I can tell you that. We're talking with Scott Smith from Stewin and Bruin, if I got to say it right there for Scott. And he's also got an excellent trailer and cooker company. I'll put that on Facebook and all the stuff. You know, we'll post it all on social media. So you can go look that up. And he's got some great stuff. If you're going to get serious about competing, you need to consider one of Scott's products there. We were talking before about where we think barbecue is going, especially competitive barbecue. But, you know, one of the things, I'll just throw this out to you there, Scott, because we've got 3.5 minutes left here. I was glad to see KCBS make even though it's not quite an official division, but one for gas grills, because that's not what you and I do. I get that. But most people in America own gas grills, and to be able to incorporate some form of competition for those guys too, the people that watch Pitmasters, the people that watch all the cooking shows and stuff, maybe they can do something on a gas grill and get inventive and creative and compete at something. What are your thoughts?
I love it. I think the grilling series, I've heard KCBS is doing some of that now, and they've thought about it. I've done some of the SCAs myself. I don't think there's anything wrong with gas. I don't think there's anything wrong with pellets. Or, at the end of the day, I hope there's a lot of people at those events having fun and promoting our little food sport of cooking or whatever you want to call it. Some people don't call it that, but at the end of the day, it's basically a food sport. But I really, really, really am excited to see that happening, and it's going to help my business all the way around. If you look at Food Network, 60% of their shows are food competitions.
Right, right. I think kind of some of that started with not only with what Myron did, but when they were doing Throwdown with Bobby Flay or whatever.
The Throwdown and the Iron Chef.
Yeah, yep. The Iron Chef, and those guys are out there speaking Japanese, chopping crap up that you don't even know what it is, but it looks good when it's done,
So. Right. No, I think the comp world, I think KCBS will do a good job of that. I'm not sure who's manning the horns of that yet. I haven't been lucky enough to be at one of those yet in my area, but I did see a few on the schedule under that competitor series. The SCA events are great. I've been to like three. I went to one this year. I love that. It's kind of an in and out one day deal, and it's awesome. And those guys are doing a great job too with the SCA.
Well, I think, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, like we were talking. And if you can encompass something, and to me, the gas grills made sense because, again, a majority of the people who barbecue in the United States have gas grills. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
The biggest concern for most of your people putting those on, whether it be a municipality, a guy that's restaurant or a city park or whatever, the biggest concern there is the gas issue with the explosions. And,
sure.
And I understand that because there's a lot of towns that just don't want that. And I've seen accidents happen from time to time. No, luckily, nobody injured too severely, but the gas part can be dangerous, but there's so many alternatives now with our pellet grills and gravity feed and just plain old charcoal. I mean, there's a lot of alternatives there.
Well, just as long as they don't put a frozen turkey in the deep fryer inside the garage, I think we'll probably be all right. Don't you think?
You're probably right there. That's a good one, Griswold.
yeah, it's okay. Scott Smith from Stewin and Bruin. I knew I'd screw that up sometime during the show, but I didn't. Anyway, Scott won the chicken division at the Invitational at the Royal this year, and he, of course, is a barbecue champion through and through. I could read you his resume, but that would almost take a whole show. So, Scott, thank you so much for being with us, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I really, really enjoyed it, and hope if you guys have anything, go to the Facebook, like you said. My number's open. Always call me or shoot me an email.
You got it. We're going to get out of here. We're going to be back next week with some more champs from the Royal. Yes, we are. And don't forget to check us out on SoundCloud, which is Barbecue Nation. You got to spell it out there. Barbecue Nation with JT. And Facebook is Barbecue Nation with JT. And and Twitter, and oh, geez, it just goes on forever. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we'll have all that stuff posted, and we'll be back next week with another show. Take care, everybody.